Welcome back to the I'm Doing Fine podcast. I'm Lexi. I use they them pronouns.
I'm Katie. I use she, her pronouns.
I'm also Katie and also use she, her pronouns.
I'm Emma. I use she, her pronoun.
I can't believe how fast March is flying by. I know spring break feels like forever ago, but I did want to hear about how you guys spent it. What were you up to?
Well, I took a trip with a lot of my friends to Austin, Texas.
Ooh, I'm jealous.
We had the best time ever.
Sound fun.
The most notable experience is when we went to this Mexican restaurant. Everything was pink. The chips were pink. There were, yeah, there was
Oh, that's so
roses hanging
fun.
from the ceiling. Like, it was awesome.
That is
And then
awesome.
I came home and I got the flu. So
Wow. So
that kind of sucked, but
cool.
the trip was awesome.
That's, yeah.
Yeah. I'm jealous because I've never been to Texas, but all my friends go to like Galveston, Austin,
This
and
is my first time being like in Texas. I've never been there
I
before.
love Austin.
Well, I didn't get to go anywhere fun, but it was nice because I just got to go home and relax and just kind of see some of my other friends who were on spring break from other colleges. I honestly was really good because I'm still in the process of deciding where to go for grad school. So I was kind of looking at that, but just kind of got to spend time with my dog, with my family. So,
Love that for
but I
you.
feel like time is like flying by now. So I definitely enjoyed that time to like relax while I had it,
Oh
for
my
sure.
gosh, you just reminded me. I also got a puppy over spring
Oh my
break.
God,
Yes. We got a little puppy French bulldog. We really bought it for my other dog because she needed a friend. So we bought
Oh,
our other dog a puppy. So
I love
as you
that.
yeah, was, I
Love.
forgot about that. You mentioned your dog and I'm like, oh,
Oh,
I'm not gonna
awesome.
have it.
Yeah, so fun.
Yeah, for me, I had a pretty chill spring break. I went back home, saw family and friends. I also went to the movies, which was pretty fun. I saw Anyone But You, which was fun.
Finally,
Yeah,
isn't that so good?
it
That
was.
is a good movie.
That's so fun. I ended up in Florida with my mom and grandma, and I'm in Florida, and I don't usually love Florida, but we went to Anna Maria Island, and it was so awesome.
I
It
feel like it's a
was,
different part of Florida.
it is. It was
Yes.
just like the whole vibe is different. Like
It's so
all
awesome
the
there.
it is all the little businesses were like local, like mom and pop type things. Yeah,
Yes.
so now you love that.
So it was fun, like, go to the beach and go to restaurants and stuff. I did kind of struggle with some mental health stuff, and that was tough, but I wanted to mention it because I think some, like, I think people do, and we need to kind of normalize that. Like, even
For
if
sure.
you did something cool for spring break or had a good spring break, but you also maybe kind of struggled with your mental health, like, totally okay,
Yeah.
totally normal. So, just
I
wanted to
think
know that out
it
there.
is normal because like you kind of get a second to catch up and you're like,
Yeah.
I've been focusing on
Yeah.
so much that I haven't even checked in for myself.
Yeah.
And it's so
Yeah.
normal.
You finally have like that time and
Yeah.
all your thoughts like kind of
Catch
come back in.
Haven.
You're like,
Yeah.
oh,
Yeah.
right? So, and
Yeah.
then you feel bad because you're like, I'm on vacation. I shouldn't feel like this right now. Like, I'm wasting my,
But you shouldn't feel bad.
It's just a vicious cycle. It is
Yeah,
a vicious cycle.
for sure.
So I'm glad to hear about everyone's spring break. How we each of us had like a good spring break and just like relaxing with our family or just going somewhere, going on a trip. But now we're going to talk about like our identities and growth and shaping who we are. Like for me, going to college was a bit hard because I live about 2.5 hours away.
So do I. So
So
I agree with that.
yeah, it's
Yeah.
kind of hard, like because I didn't really know anyone here, but I joined like some like clubs and organizations like Lake Romelia, which is like a Hispanic Latino, and I felt like more in depth with my identity and being to like
That's awesome.
and be able to be with people who kind of look like me,
Yeah.
which was so nice. And there's like a there's like 300 more organizations
Oh, yeah.
on campus, so like really can find any club or any joint that can find more sense of identity or growth to just become who you are.
I think that's like really important too because you like come into college and you're like, this is who I like grew up thinking I was, but then you're like,
Everything is changing.
everything is changing and this is like, no one's telling me. things anymore. So like there's so many different groups and like clubs here at Grand Valley like that I didn't even know about.
I know.
Like
There are so many.
it's and you can create one if there's not one, which is so cool.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. For me, I have recently been growing out of expectations from like my family and honestly expectations that I have for myself. I have always been like, this needs to happen early. Like, I need to graduate early, or I don't know what, I'm gonna be a failure or whatever, or I need to go to med school, or I'm gonna be a failure since that's the expectation that I set for myself. But recently, I've been thinking, like, is that really what I want to do? Like, is that something I actually want to do? So, right now, I'm just trying to learn to be okay with taking things one step at a time and not get too worried about what's next for me and just worry about my grades, my classes, everything that's right now, things that I can control right now. Like, I can't control any of my future right now within like
Yeah, I feel like you're like we are our harshest critics. Like we always feel like I don't know how to put it. Like we have these expectations like we need to do this in the future, but we don't even like we hold ourselves to this high standard that sometimes is just so unrealistic. And then like when we don't meet those expectations, it takes such a toll on us.
And I am a first generation like 4-year university college student. And I feel like my family at home has such high expectations. Like, I told them, like, my goal, I want to be a doctor. And now I'm like, so what if I don't do that? I feel like they're gonna get disappointed. But then again, it's just like they don't know what it's like to be in college and like decide, like, that's just not what I want to do. So I am trying to learn and grow to be okay with doing what I need to do and not worry about other people's judgment and their feelings about it, because I feel like that's my main concern with everything going on is what is gonna be like, what are they gonna think about like my failure? But that is something I'm trying to get away from, something I've visited in therapy recently. So, I mean, I guess it's just one step at a time.
Yeah, that's very relatable. And college has been really transformative for me because the opportunity to move away from home was really kind of allowed me to find pieces of myself that my family wasn't okay with. I grew up in a really strict, like Christian home. And that impacted how I saw myself and how I saw other people. And, once I was at school, I had the freedom to really like explore who I was and explore who I wanted to be and, all of that. And slowly I started to see myself with more acceptance and less like shame or like self-hate and stuff like that. But I came out as pansexual and poly freshman year. And non-binary a few months ago, and I'm so happy to say I know, like
I'm
that
so
really
happy for you.
so fun. It feels so much more like myself, and I don't have to kind of always be like, no, like you can't be like that. Like you have to,
Like
just
something on
like
your own
really,
journey.
and unfortunately, my family does not accept those pieces of me, and that's just something I've had to kind of like learn to be okay with in some regard, because it was either that or like not have a relationship with them, and that's not something I want to do. So, that's tough. But and I don't necessarily think my mental health struggles have gotten like better, but I do feel like they've changed as I've gotten to know myself better. So I don't know. I feel like the more I understand myself, the more I'm able to like accept those parts of me. And that ultimately allows me to like better manage like symptoms. But yeah, I don't know. I'm very thankful for the experiences college has provided me because they've really allowed me to find like who I really am outside of my family.
Because At the end of the day, you're your own individual.
Yeah.
And it's hard to have that relationship with your family growing up because I was also raised in a,
Yeah.
I went to a private Catholic school
Oh,
my
yeah.
whole life. Like that definitely changed who I was. And once I got here, it was definitely a huge culture shock.
Yeah.
Just,
Oh,
I
I
feel
don't
like
have to do.
I'm allowed
Like
to do
I can,
this.
yeah.
Like that's
Right.
crazy. But yeah.
Feel like also like for me, I was very like independence was just hard. Like I was very reliant on others.
That's
Yeah.
how I was too.
Like, and kind of being like I can make my own choices of who I am and like what I want. Like
Yeah.
coming to that even realization and like being okay with like I'm not gonna satisfy everyone, but I'm satisfying myself. Like,
Yeah, I'm happy with
yeah.
who I am. I'm
And
happy.
like I guess that's kind of what I got out of college. I'm a completely different person than when I started. I've grown
I'd
out
have
of,
to agree as well for me.
yeah, I have grown out of my comfort zone for sure. I relied heavily on my relationships with others, and I like was so, and I'm not gonna lie, I still am so indecisive. I cared so much about what others thought of me.
Yeah.
And I kind of just like didn't allow myself to like do what I wanted. And it was really like hindering me, actually. Like I didn't really get the opportunity my freshman year to like hang out with who I wanted and get the experiences of what I wanted. And it wasn't until I realized like my own mental health struggles, I was like, I am just not happy. And I was like,
Right.
I deserve, like, it took me a minute to be like, I actually deserve this.
Yeah.
And then I like went out and like got myself a job that I actually liked. I met people I liked and I kind of got that leadership confidence. And it's like really helped me like figure out that like if I don't want to spend time with these people, I don't have to. And
Yeah.
it's actually like a hard lesson to learn, especially like in college with roommates. You live with people, like you feel like obligated to spend time with them, even if they aren't necessarily the best for your mental health.
That's real.
Yeah,
Yeah.
for sure. And it's helped me as I transition like out of undergrad into grad school. I feel like I'll only get more independent and like figure out and learn more about myself. While like relationships are so important to me, like I value them. I have also learned to understand that it's important, like the relationship I have with myself. To take care of myself because if I'm not doing okay, then how can I help other people? I think that has to say that the person that we were when we started college is completely different than who we are as college has ended. We just change and that is totally okay. I think we should normalize it and embrace the changes that we are. But with that, I think it is time to end our podcast with our mindful moments. And for me this week, I just want to share that I have been religiously going to this one singular cafe in
Yeah.
particular. And though it might not have the best coffee as me and Lexi
Yeah.
it does have really good Terra bagels and it is open till 1 a.m. Midnight Express, it is downtown. It has the cutest little setup.
Yeah.
I can always just get all my homework done there. It's a great place to meet friends if you have friends that live downtown.
It's right by like the downtown campus.
Yeah,
Like it's
and
awesome.
I don't know. I just love it. I like, I don't know. It's just been like getting my mind off of like doing homework in the library or my room or somewhere. And I
It's
don't
like
know.
scenery.
Yeah, I can just like people watch when I get bored. And then I'm like, oh, wait, no, I do my
Yeah.
homework.
And you feel productive because you're like, I did something.
I
Like there's
did. I
activity.
always get so much done there.
That's such a
So,
little trance. Like my
yes.
face is for me.
Yes.
Lexi is rubbing off on us.
Yes, she is.
Loving
Yes.
I always see like her Instagram
I know.
reels.
Yeah.
I'm always there, you guys. I'm always there. I love.
So I've recently been hopping on the train of like intentionally making and buying meals and planning them.
Yay, that's
I
exciting.
find like if I don't do that, I'm gonna eat something super
Yep.
unhealthy and then I'm gonna feel bad about it afterwards. And now just kind of paying attention to what I'm actually buying instead of buying a whole
Yeah.
bunch of random things and not having anything for meals.
It's so real.
It's made me feel better about myself because I'm like, oh, I made myself a nice little meal. Like, this is
Yeah, you
awesome. But
did.
yeah.
I love that.
No, that's so fun. That's so fun. Yeah. For me, I like playing pool with some of my friends in the crew cup. And they had like some pool tables and also ping pong
Oh,
tables. I like just going and just like hanging out with them, just getting a break from my studies and just not having to worry about homework I have to do.
Yes. That's so awesome.
Yes.
I feel like I spent a lot of my time thinking about school and classes and like the drama of my roommates constantly and all of that. So Sequoia, my dog, and I are we've been in and out of like obedience type stuff our whole life, but we really have fallen in love with Rally. So we've been doing Rally classes through like
I
a
love
I know
that.
it's so through
Stop.
place downtown. So we're in the level two class. And after that, we would actually be like competing, which is wild.
Oh,
I know.
wow.
So
Oh, Sequoia.
fun. But it's amazing to be able to just like literally forget about school and forget about the drama and forget about everything and just have fun with my dog.
I love that.
So, and it's like leading up to something that's like tangible.
Yeah.
Competing is like an actual like
Oh my
game.
gosh, it's like a hobby.
It's a
It's a
hobby. It's
hobby.
a hobby.
Wait,
Do
did we
I have
define
a hobby?
hobby?
Yeah. I have a hobby. It's not a big deal.
Oh, that's so awesome. I love that. Thank you guys so much for listening to this week's episode. We will see you next time with some new possible peer eds.
Yay. I'm so excited.
So let's finish out the semester strong. We got what? Five,
Five
four
weeks.
more weeks. Oh my gosh, I can't wait.
Yeah.
I need a break.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.